How's the back feeling after a little bit of a break?
Yeah, pretty good. Obviously got a longer break than everyone else, and then throwing the All-Star break on top of that was probably the best time to get injured, really. So I'm feeling good now. More of just the getting used to being out there again. But yeah, felt good.
And you know, Quinn said no minutes restrictions for you. Is it conditioning and concern at all after a little break like that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I started working out pretty much the day we started the break, so I got back into it then. I had obviously didn't do anything from that Phoenix game up until that point, so I knew I'd already kind of had my break. So I got into it. Obviously nothing's like playing a game or practice, but got on court and got in the gym every day, so obviously it'll probably be blowing the first few minutes I'm out there, but after that I'll be good.
Played against this Portland team pretty tight in Portland. What was your impressions of them and that backcourt you guys have to defend tonight?
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, their whole team, I don't know if Flo is playing tonight or not, but adding him as well, they're pretty strong team. And the game, whatever it was before All-Star break, I think we played them well. We were right there the whole game, and a couple of plays down the end of the game. If they go our way, it's probably a win for us. So we know what we have to do in terms of containing the guys that we have to contain, and if we can do a good job of that, I think we'll be looking good for tonight.
Aldridge is a tough guy for
anybody. Anyone that's allowed to ask questions?
I thought, did I give an okay?
You've given
him. Delegated him to do all that.
That's what I say. I should try.
Yeah, you're doing a good gentleman. Job. Keep it up.
Aldridge is a tough guard for anybody, but Rudy did a pretty good job on him. What impressed you, I guess, about Rudy kind of going out on the perimeter there in that matchup?
Yeah, I'd never seen him out there before, really, until that game. But I think with his length, obviously, he's pretty agile too, so to be able to be pretty quick on his feet and have that length. Because a lot of the time, Aldridge is pulling over people because he's 7 foot and can shoot the ball like that. So to have that agility and the length, obviously, on top of it, and being able to stay down and not go for shot fakes is pretty impressive for a 7'2 Frenchman.
How did...
going back to your back as if
7'2 anybody.
Human being.
7'2 human beings.
How did yesterday compare to, I mean, I don't know what a transfer window are like or whatever in Australia or Europe is, but how did yesterday compare to, I guess, past experiences for you?
Yeah, well, there's no trade deadlines in Europe. But yeah, it's just, I mean, it was a new experience for me, even just being in a team that's looking at doing that. And yeah, it's a bit of a new experience. Obviously, I stayed out of it, and that's where the business side of it comes in, and that's what they're here to do, and that's what they get paid to do. So they make the decisions, and we trust what they're going
to
do.
Strange feeling, though, to lose guys that you were developing relationships with.
Like, yeah, obviously, me and Steve, everyone knows, me and Steve got on really well, and even with our families and fiancés and stuff, got on really well. So, yeah, disappointing to lose, obviously, a friend. And a teammate, but hopefully he can go win a championship or something. And obviously same with Ennis, great player, and hopefully he got what he wanted to do.